Hello, Sister Saints, Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. I was thinking today as I was going about my business, thinking, what kind of audio can I make for the sisters today? And it just kind of popped in my head, Proverbs 31. And so I guess I don't really know exactly what I'm going to say, but I thought we would just read through it and then just look at some of the qualities and just kind of go from there. So I'm going to start on verse 10. And then I'm going to read it through the end and then kind of go back and get some of the highlights out of that. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that she shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like merchants' ships, she bringeth her food from afar. She rise also while it is yet night, and give meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She considers a field and buys it. With the fruit of her hand she plants a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengthens her arms. She perceives that her merchandise is good, and her candle goeth out, not out by night. She lays her hand to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretches out her hand to the poor, yet she reaches forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of she is not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She opened her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looks well to the way of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praise her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. And so I was just going to go back through and just kind of skim over the highlights on that. I mean, there is so much in there, so many riches of wisdom for us godly women. To see as an example of what God created us for. We're not to be out running around looking for this and that. What we see in here and in Titus 2 is that's what a godly woman is created for. And that's what we should be doing. And we can rejoice in that. So I'm going to go back. And it talks about the price is far above rubies, because a virtuous woman is really hard to find. So that ought to give us an encouragement as we strive to be a godly woman that God created us, that our price is above rubies. I mean, it's just an example, but it's pretty awesome. And it says that her husband trusts her, and she doesn't do him any evil. So she's really under the submission order. She is joyous in the Lord and trusting in the Lord, obeying her husband, loving her husband, not doing anything wicked and evil. Obviously, she's forgiving if he has faults and mistakes and stuff. And so as we go on, it clearly shows she works very hard. Says she brings her food from afar, meaning doing gardening, whatever it is. It's an example of the extents that she goes through to nourish her household. She gets up while it's yet night. The sun hasn't come up, and she takes care of her household. It means she's not lazy. She bought a field. She works it with her hands. She's extremely resourceful and very busy. She's strong, and she's very confident. In verse 18, she perceives her merchandise is good. She's very confident in that. She's doing a good job, and she's not idle in the evening either. She continues to go, and she helps the poor and the needy. She prepares her household for, it says, of snow. She makes sure everybody's clothed well. Her husband's known in the gates. And so she obviously is a great representation of his household. And so that's why it says up in the beginning that he praises her. And let's see. Yep, says she makes fine linen and sells it. I mean, she's like got a business mindset, working, doing what she's doing with that, selling the girdles to the merchants. It just says, it shows us a big wide view of what a godly woman can be doing in her life. She's very kind and has wisdom. And I love the verse 27. She looketh well to the way of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. And that really summarizes a lot of this up. She goes. She doesn't sit around, pretend to be weak and lazy and idle. She's not a gossiper. We see in the Bible that women are to be busy, especially Paul gives admonishments to the younger widows. They're running around being idle and gossiper. This woman here in Proverbs 31, she's a good example for the younger women to be learning from. And yeah, this is awesome. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. She casts down all that other pride and vanity, and she just does what God created her to do. And that's something us sisters are always talking about, how when we see nature, it's so beautiful. God created it to do what it does, and it's not rebellious against him like man. And so us sisters are always encouraging one another that even in something that may seem repetitive, tiresome, sometimes you're like, what is the point? I'm always doing this. How can this be serving the Lord? What I'm talking about is you're always washing dishes, washing clothes, taking care of children or your family, and doing the same things every day. Potentially, that might be what your life is, going to work, coming home, seeing the same people, saying the same things, whatever it is that you're doing. Well, if we see Proverbs 31 woman, she's doing a lot of that same stuff too, and she's praised for that. We also see in Titus 2 that the older women are to teach the younger women. Here, let's go read that. So Titus 2, 3, 4, and 5. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becoming holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Okay, so that's like a summary of what we just read in Proverbs 31. And it's such an awesome thing because, you know, it doesn't matter how old you are, if you've got wisdom and knowledge, and sisters coming together can teach and help one another. And we're always encouraging each other as we share throughout our daily lives. And I share on the blog, and I know some of you sisters out there do as well on blogs. Or if you do have a social media site, you're posting good and godly things on there. And it is a joyous thing to be able to share the simple things of life. And it kind of helps encourage a sister to remember that she's doing what God created for her to do. And as I say that, I think about when Brother James and I are out on the streets, and it's in a usually like a big busy event. Brother James is preaching. We're sharing the word with people, getting the opportunity to talk to people. A lot of times those places have a lot of wickedness going on, music in the background, all kinds of whatever's going on. And it's funny because if there's flowers around or plants or something, I usually see if it's pertinent for me to be able to stand by them. It's just kind of comforting to see a little bit of God's creation in the midst of chaos. And in the summertime, I get to see the bees or butterflies on the flowers, and they're just going about their business as people are walking by in their wickedness, doing all their vile things. And the little creatures that God created just go about their business doing what they're supposed to do. And sometimes I videotape that, and you can hear the preaching in the background as well as all the wickedness, and you see this little creature going about their business. And we all like to think about us sisters doing that in our lives and not being rebellious to the Lord, and not casting down what God has set before us as part of what our life is about, and seeking the riches and the wisdom of the world. Instead, we put all that away, and we're content and joyous, thankful, and we try to strive to be all those things that God's word teaches us godly women to do and be. And we like to share all that. And I'm just kind of bringing this up, sharing the subject with it, and I want to commend you sisters who day after day rise and praise the Lord and do your obedient service to him by being obedient and following his ways and your Titus 2 works and whatever that may be, and looking for ministry opportunities, sharing the gospel, encouraging your sisters, and not getting swept away in the world. Every day that you strive on, I rejoice when I see my sisters striving on in truth, pressing forward and not going backwards. There may be some days that maybe there's no forward movement and it's just enough to hang on to get through some trials that might be going on, but you're not going backwards. And I guess I just want to be a voice out there to encourage you all on. I don't know all of you. I know many of you, and I know some of you are very disobedient, and some of you are very close but have some more obedience to do, and I'm just here to help encourage you to look to the Lord, cast down all those evil, sinful ways, the things that you know are not good and godly and you should be doing. I encourage you to do that, and us sisters are here to just continue encouraging everybody along, and hopefully this has been just a little bit, talking about encourage. Hopefully it's been encouraging to you, just hearing another sister striving on, and Brother James and I are pressing on every day. He's always putting forth on the discernment blog. We're always posting things on our don'tperish.com website and reaching out to people, emails coming in, phone calls, all kinds of things going on in the ministry. And we just want to reach out and be that light out there to help all of you and encourage you to be that for somebody else, because you don't know who's watching. I can't tell you how many times we get an email from somebody or a message or a text or something that says, I've been watching you for a while. Thank you for all you do. I'm being convicted about many things in my life. And we don't know who it is or how long they've been watching. And then sometimes they'll pop up later and they say, you know, I've made some improvement in my life. I'm starting to see more things. And so we don't do all this, as sisters, we don't do any of this to please man. We please God, and then man gets the byproduct of it. And then if somebody needs help, we're the light shining here that they can look to and reach out to. So anyway, sisters, to my Proverbs 31 and Titus 2, godly women who are striving to do what you can, don't beat yourself up if you can't keep up with everything. Just do the best you can, because the Lord knows your heart and your intent. And if you have some struggles and trials, go to the Lord. He'll give you strength to keep you going. And I'm here to encourage you, and so are the sisters. All right. Much love to you, Sister Saints. Hold fast. May God be praised.